Power Up with Amy's Roofing and Solar.
Hi, this is Amy Ashley, owner of Amy's Roofing and Solar. I am the solar expert here in Power Up, and my goal of today's time is to offer you some useful information about financial questions that you might have about solar. So we've invited some experts today to discuss various products and help you explore financing options directly. We have Elliot Whitehurst. He's a department analyst for Sonoma County's Climate Action and Resiliency Division. He's going to talk a little bit about the SCIPE program, Sonoma County Energy Independence Program. And Donato Rojas is the owner of Essential Solar Services. He's going to talk a little bit about the Self-Generation Incentive Program, also called SGIP. And we also have Amanda Hagar, owner of 101 Home Loans, and she'll talk to us about some of the traditional loan products like HELOCs and mortgage. So first, I want to start with a little orientation. We want to talk a little bit about upfront costs versus lifetime value of solar. So the upfront cost, just to give you a little ballpark of what we're talking about, usually solar starts around $15,000. Like a typical solar system would be about $20,000 or $25,000. And if you plan to add a battery, you want to add another $16,000 for a pretty good size battery. The lifetime payback of solar is roughly $60,000 or $80,000 over 25 years. And obviously that depends on how big your system is and how much sun it's getting and all of that. But that's about average. So the other benefit of solar is that it serves as a hedge against inflation. So you're locking in those lower electricity costs. PG&E utilities generally go up and up every year. And by buying solar today, you're basically locking in the low cost of electricity for the next 25 years. The other little bit of orientation I wanted to give you is that leasing versus buying question. Some solar companies offer a lease option. I generally don't like that option because I think that the savings then goes to the leasing company rather than to the homeowner. It can also complicate home sales and has some challenges with contract management. So today what we're talking about is buying solar panels. We're not really talking about leasing. Definitely talk to your company because it does make sense in some cases for leasing, to be a good choice for people, but generally buying is a better choice. Last thing I want to point out is that there is a 30% federal tax credit. So let's say you're spending $40,000 on solar and battery. That goes down immediately to $28,000 because you're getting 30% back as a credit in your taxes. So let's talk a little bit about the options that there are out there. Once you get down to $28,000 after the tax credit, how do you pay for $28,000? Because most of us don't just have that in our bank account. Elliot Whitehurst is going to give us a little overview of the SCIPE program. SCIPE is a PACE program through property taxes in Sonoma County. Elliot, can you tell us a little bit about SCIPE?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for having me on, Amy. Really appreciate the opportunity. SCIPE, as you mentioned, is what's known as a PACE program, Property Assessed Clean Energy. And this program has actually been in place since 2009. This is actually one of the oldest programs of its type in the country, and we're pretty proud of it. It started with a $60 million investment from the county tax collector's office, and at this point, it's actually financed over $100 million worth of energy efficiency and water efficiency projects. So it's local. It's all local dollars. We're, all of us that work on the program are local to Sonoma County, and we work here in Santa Rosa. So the basic idea is that this allows property owners in Sonoma County, that's residential and commercial property owners, to borrow from the county's tax collector's office. The method of repayment is through your property taxes with the option of either a 10 or a 20-year term. And this is considered, it's a special tax assessment, so it's not technically a loan, right, since you're paying it back through your property taxes. And it does result in a lien on your property. It's a voluntary lien, so it's not a bad thing like a mechanics lien or anything like that. In terms of the conditions for borrowing, you can borrow a minimum of $2,500. And you can borrow up to 10% of the property value as long as it doesn't result in negative equity. Mm. It's not based on your credit score. It's not based on income, but it's actually just based on the equity that you have in the property itself. In terms of interest and fees, the interest rate is currently 7.99%. And the total fee structure is taken up front at the time of application, and it's under $200. It's at $197.50. And these are actually just pass-through costs that are necessary in order to make your way through this process to check on the property value, to record the documentation once you've borrowed that money. So really make it try and make it as easy as possible, that there is effectively no upfront investment from people aside from that, you know, basically $200 upfront cost, so that you can get this type of work done easily and quickly with practically no upfront costs. There are no prepayment penalties, though, since it is tied to your property taxes, payments are due directly with your property taxes. It shows as a line item on your property taxes, so you have to make those payments just exactly as they're due. With one exception of the ability to make one partial payment early at any point, also without penalties, but it has to be made in the minimum of $5,000. So we actually put this into place mostly for people that were borrowing doing solar electric systems that were realizing a 30% federal tax credit, so they could effectively like re-amortize that payment and drop their principal. In terms of what you can use it for, you know, the most popular improvements at this point and for a long time have been renewable energy. Solar, along with storage now, is very popular. And until a few years ago, this program could only be used for energy and water efficiency and renewable energy projects. The County Board of Supervisors actually expanded the program to involve or allow for seismic strengthening and fire hardening improvements as well. Nice. And we actually count roofing, as I think you know, roofing Class A roofs are fire resistant and can be installed as a fire hardening measure. And yeah, I think that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think pretty much everybody has to have a Class A roof these days. So pretty much every roof in California is Class A.
Yeah, yeah. It's made a very, very popular improvement through our program. So
yeah. So if you need a roof and you want some financing, then Skype is a good place to check out. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And let's move over to Donato, because there are some California state incentives also for solar and storage right now. Donato, can you give us a little bit of an overview on the SGIP?
Yes. Amy, thank you so much just for having me here.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Donato Rojas. I am the managing director and founder of Essential Solar Services. One of the things that we pride ourselves in doing is bridge every individual, businesses, community, transition into clean energy. One of the ways we do this is by outreach, education, and working with solar developer, contractors, business, residents. We like to work with the community and whatnot and educate them of what incentives make a solar system more affordable and a more attractive investment. I am here to talk specifically about the self-generation incentive program, which does that in a way that you're able to reduce the cost of your solar and battery system. For example, last year, the state of California transitioned itself from a solar-only kind of state to a solar plus battery state. Reason being, the utility companies no longer provide a dollar-for-dollar credit. Basically, anything that you do export back to the grid, you're getting anywhere from 3 to 4 cents. So in most facilities, whether it's a residential or a commercial, you require a battery system. And that makes the investment a little bit more costly, right? It's just not only the solar system. Now you have to take into account a battery cost as well. So the self-generation program, the SGIP program, provides incentives for different categories. For small residential systems, for large-scale residential systems that are over 10 kW, for equity resiliency, these are special programs that are specifically made for what California considers high priority zones, which are locations that have that are located in high fire threat areas, locations that experience multiple power outages from public safety shutdowns. And also a new program that is for low-income communities where it hasn't opened yet, but it's a very attractive program where it covers the cost of not only the battery, but the solar system as well. And on average, the incentive can cover a couple of $1,000s of your battery cost, on average 30 to 40% of your battery cost to the entire, it could offset the entire cost of the battery, all depending your eligibility criteria, based on location and what other requirements you meet. So for example, the Equity Resiliency, which has been a very popular program throughout the state of California, if you are located in a high fire zone or a location that has experienced multiple power outages, you meet the first eligibility. But in addition to that, there is an additional requirement whether you have a medical baseline or have a well as your primary water source or suffer from a serious illness, that could cover potentially the entire cost of your battery system. So what we do is we educate and we determine and help anyone from whether you are a solar contractor to a resident or a business find a way to make this incentive work for your solar system and battery installation.
Awesome. Yeah, that's such a great program. Thank you for sharing. And then let's turn over, before we take a break, let's turn over to Amanda Hagar, owner of 101 Home Loans, to talk to us a little bit about some of the traditional products that we have that we can.
Great. Thank you, Amy. Thanks for having me here. Appreciate it. So as a local mortgage broker, we have a lot of great loan products to help people access the equity in their property. One of the first questions I get is, well, does that mean I have to give up my wonderful 30-year mortgage rate that I got a couple years back?
Right.
And the short answer is typically no. We do have what we call second lien position financing. So this is commonly known as a home equity line of credit. We also have fixed second mortgages that can be in second lien position, so you're not having to impact your great 30-year mortgage rate. We can typically help people borrow up to about 90% of the equity in their home. So a little more flexibility there to access funds if you need to do some type of home improvement project, including putting solar and battery on the property. We also, of course, help with your standard 30-year fixed mortgages. So if you have, you know, bought a property in the last year or two and your rate is higher and you want to go to refinance that because rates have been reduced, we can look at reducing the rate and pulling equity at the same time. A little bit about Skype. Skype is a great program, but it does act as a lien against your property. So sometimes it gets a little trickier to pull equity out if you do have that attached. So this would be a good option to look at if Skype doesn't necessarily fit the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why we want to learn from everybody, because some things work for some people and some things work for other people.
Absolutely.
So I know we have to take a break. This is Amy Ashley of Amy's Roofing and Solar, and we're talking about financial products available to help people get solar and batteries.
Welcome back to Power Up with Amy's Roofing and Solar.
Hi, this is Amy from Amy's Roofing and Solar, your solar expert, and I have today with me a couple of three experts on financial products that are available for affording solar and batteries, some of them roofing too. We have Amanda Hagar, owner of 101 Home Loans, talking about traditional products, Elliot Whitehurst, department analyst for Sonoma County's Climate Action and Resiliency Division, and Donato Rojas, owner of Essential Solar Services, who's here talking about the SGIP rebate that's through the state of California and PG&E. So I just have a few follow-up questions. Elliot, I'm going to start with you. So Skype has this great program that you can tie in. You can use sort of the equity in your home and go through your property taxes to be able to afford these home products, including fire hardening, solar and battery, and energy efficiency upgrades, right?
Yeah, water efficiency, all kinds of stuff.
Water efficiency, yeah. So all kinds of stuff. People can go on the website, Sonoma County's website, to learn more.
Yes.
But I did want to ask you, so we're basically paying the, you know, right now 7.99% interest rate to be able to access this. And where does that money go?
It stays local. You know, I mentioned the county tax collector's office made that initial $60 million investment in 2009 for this program. In effect, half of the interest is acting to pay for the staff and administration time, and half of that interest is acting as an investment for the county. You know, the tax collector's office, it's actually the Auditor, Controller, Treasurer, Tax Collector's Office, ACTTC. And so they also oversee, you know, investments that are made by the county using tax dollars to benefit the county to, you know, supplement the property taxes in order to pay for all of the county's function in serving the community. So nice. Basically it goes back in to serve the community.
Oh, that's so excellent. Yeah. So it's not like a bank making that 7.9%.
Right,
it's
right,
actually
right.
Going back into our community and
directly.
Helping run this program.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to hear a little bit about your solar consultation program. I know some of our customers call us and they've had a consultation with you. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for asking about it. In our office, as you mentioned, Climate Action and Resiliency, we have a number of programs that benefit the community coming at it from all different angles. And one of those services are consultation services. I do solar consultations. My background was in solar. I spent about 10 years working for a contractor before coming to the division about 10 years ago. And, you know, I see bids coming through all the time as a function of Skype and stay up to speed with some of my old colleagues, basically to understand what's happening in the solar industry. We offer these consultations. They're free to anyone within the community, to be non-biased. It's kind of a fact-finding endeavor for folks. I think, as I'm sure you experience with people who are interested in procuring solar, it can be kind of hairy going in and trying to figure out what's what. As government employees, we have to remain completely unbiased. And so, you know, it really is there to help people understand what they're looking at, help them take a look at bids, understand how to compare things apples to apples, and just really understand the process and how it benefits them. We can't tell people who to work with. We can't tell them what they should be installing, simply giving them an idea of what's happening out there and helping them to understand what they're seeing when they get into it.
And you can help them look at their usage, right, too, and figure out what size system would be helpful.
With the caveat that, you know, whenever we talk about this, we are not there to sell anyone anything.
Right.
You know, we're simply trying to help them understand the potential benefits of this. And so when we do analysis like that, it is with the caveat of, you know, I'm here to help you understand this. This is what I see happening, and I think this is what you're likely to experience when you go out there and solicit bids. But everyone has their own perspective, and you're going to have a conversation with the people that you're working with. You know, it's really up to you to decide who you're comfortable with and what you like when you're getting down to it. So here's what you may expect to see, but, you know, you want to talk with people about what they're putting in front of you.
Yeah, that's so great. That's such a nice, having a non-biased person, not trying to sell you anything to consult with about this big decision.
Yeah.
So if anybody in that's listening wants more information about the Skype program, you can just Google Sonoma County SCEIP and it'll pop right up. And there's a phone number there. There's an email there. There's a lot of information right there on the website. So please check that out. You're also welcome to call me. My information is also on the KSRO website. Please check out that amazing resource that we have here in Sonoma County. Donato, I'm going to go to you next. I just had a couple follow-up questions with you. I know that the SGIP, some of the requirements are either a medical need, like a medical baseline line, or if you have an electric well, that helps you qualify. I heard you say low income. Can you say a little bit more about what that means?
Yes, Amy, good question. In terms of the self-generation incentive program and the very anticipated category that's called battery solar equity rebate, low income is considered anyone who's making 80% or less of the state income based on their location. So for example, Sonoma County, if it's a family of one and you're making $80,000 or less, potentially you may qualify for this incentive. The solar plus battery incentive covers about $3.10 per watt on the solar side and $1,100 per kilowatt hour on the battery side. Basically, it offsets the total cost of a solar and battery system. That particular program, it's under AB 209. It hasn't yet, it's not available, but we anticipate that in November of this month, actually, we're in November 1st, it's actually going to be available to the general public. So that's one of the very attractive incentives we're looking at for the low-income community. The other potential incentive that is available right now is the Equity Resiliency, which is a very popular program. It covers $1,000 per kilowatt hour of the battery cost. In most cases, that offsets 100% of the cost of the battery. In order to qualify for that particular incentive, like I mentioned before, you either have to be in a high fire threat district or a location that experienced multiple outages, which is connected to a wildfire. And in addition to that, either have a medical device and or suffer from a serious illness, and also another eligibility path is also being low income for that particular category. And the other two categories, basically they're there for anyone who installs a new battery. So a lot of the businesses, residents may be eligible for this particular incentive, which is the small resi or the large scale incentive. It's not as high as the equity resiliency or the battery and solar equity program, but it could cover anywhere from $180 per kilowatt hour of your battery to $250 per kilowatt hour of your battery, which what that means is, you know, potentially a couple of $1,000s offset on your battery cost. And that does not impact your income tax credit either. So you can actually move forward with the incentive and it would not jeopardize your 30% income tax credit either.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yes. It's like free money for something that you want to do anyways. Like,
yes, absolutely.
Incredible. All right.
And, you know, we do free consultation to determine if a person is eligible and also just provide them with overall information of how much the incentive would cover for what they're considering in terms of a battery or a solar system if they do qualify for the lower income category.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Donato. So that was Donato Rojas from Essential Solar Services. We're going to have his information available for you so you can contact him to learn more, ask questions. And I have one last question. We have about 1 minute left. Amanda, during the break, you talked to me about some non-secured options also. Can you share a little bit more about that if people don't want to have the...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Amy. So if people don't necessarily have the equity or qualify, I have some great relationships with some peer-to-peer lending companies that I can refer them to. One of the things we'll do at one of my free consultations is just go over their financial picture, look at any mortgage opportunities that could help them, you know, reduce overall debt or access equity to pay for a solar system. And if that just doesn't meet their needs, I do refer people out to companies that may be able to help them.
Great.
And I meant to mention before break, interest rates on the home equity lines of credit or fixed second mortgages usually range between 7% and 9%.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. All right. So we're closing up here. I just want to thank our guests, Amanda Hagar, 101 Home Loans, Elliot Whitehurst, Department Analyst for Sonoma County's Climate Action and Resiliency Division, Donato Rojas from Essential Solar Services. We'll have their contact information so you can call them and ask for more information on the KSR website.
Learn more at amyrs.com.